From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. You could find all the latest technology products at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
What you need is a robotic exoskeleton.
The show took place in early January. It was a major event for technology lovers and product manufacturers alike. Thousands of people traveled to Las Vegas for the show. Many businesses were showing products with curved displays. The rounded edges were on everything, from televisions to mobile phones. Sony, Samsung, and LG all displayed curved, ultra-high-definition televisions. Some models were as big as 279 centimeters. Bridget Carey is with CNET, an electronics website.
You can buy a curved TV, but if you can't decide if you want it to be flat or not, you can choose with these flexible ones. Curved is supposed to be a more immersive experience when it surrounds you, but not everyone maybe wants curved all the time.
Another hot idea was wearable technology. Sony, Intel, and others demonstrated smartwatches that interact wirelessly with your telephone. Samsung's Galaxy Gear Watch can connect with an automobile, the BMW i3 electric car. Bridget Carey says a smart watch is a good idea.
It has apps now that could just give you a quick glance at the sports score with an ESPN app, or you can see who texted you, what calls you missed.
Self-driving shuttles and solar cars were also on display at the 2014 show. Car maker Renault demonstrated an electric race car that should excite automobile fans worldwide. Audi was showing a self-driving A7. Last year, the technology needed for the driverless A7 took up the whole rear end of the car. This year, the computer is about the size of an Apple iPad. Another company called Induct showed off its self-piloted shuttle called the Navia. The vehicle is 100% electric. Ford Motors made news with its solar-powered car, the C-Max Solar Energy. Ford's Dave McCready says the trick is the vehicle's solar canopy.
It boosts the power of the solar panels by essentially magnifying the sun. And so it takes a larger square footprint area of sun and concentrates it down onto the solar panels. The purpose of this is to enable a customer to recharge their vehicle off of the grid.
Three-dimensional printers at the show produced more complex, higher quality designs than other 3D printers on the market. And the price of 3D printers is falling. Some cost less than $500. One company, 3D Systems, has created something new, 3D printed food. Chef Jet and Chef Jet Pro use melted sugar to create sweet creations. The sugary 3D printers are expected to cost between $5,000 and $10,000 when they go on sale. And that is the Technology Report from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。